a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Well underway here. It's the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. How are you? Glad you're with us. It's Monday night. Coming up this hour, we're going to play for you the Ron Paul debate clips from him at the presidential debate, Republican candidate debate, I guess is what you would call it, down in Florida on Sunday. We're going to have that for you. And this one clip I want to play for you especially of Chris Matthews Hardball. And them talking was how they're going to shape the candidates for us so that we'll only pay attention to three or four. Absolutely incredible. So we'll get to that that clip as well here coming up, and we'll try to get the Ron Paul clip for you up after the break. That's all on the way here on the Midnight Rider. So always something exciting here going on the show. And again, the blue screen of death has hit me, and I don't know why on this particular computer, and it's the one that's right by me that I play everything off of. So we're So I'm moving everything around. We'll have this clip for you up here in a couple of minutes. Chat room is open at 800. All right, I'm befuddled now. Chat room is open, two of them, in fact. One at republicbroadcasting.org. The other one is at midnightridershow.com. That's midnightridershow.com. And so... feel more than free to pop in and join the chatters. They're nice groups in both chat rooms, enjoying the conversation and everything there, as they always do. And some mighty good folks in there as well. If you'd like to join us on the program telephonically, that number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And I got a nice email from somebody the other day that told me I was been speaking too fast. So hopefully I've slowed down. I'm trying. Back in just a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Show is also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, as well as on KU Satellite. I want to say hello to everybody listening on satellite and on TruthNet Radio, and everybody listening on the internet on RBN, and also everybody on low power FM micro broadcast stations across the country. Hello to every one of you, and to those of you who are running these low-power FM stations, just a huge amount of thanks. And great appreciation and admiration for you guys as you're out there on the front lines of this information war that we fight. And we need more of you. And you guys are out there, and you're right here on the front lines, and you guys are getting the job done, and it means a lot because you're taking this message of the truth and freedom and liberty into towns and little burgs and big cities all over the country, and we need more. I keep saying this, folks. You get us 1,000 or 1,500 of these, 10,000 would even be better. would be incredible. I mean, we, in my opinion, for us to be totally effective, I mean, look, we've got the infrastructure all put in place through this network, RBN, my little network, other networks that are out there, to take this message to the people. We need outlets. We need places to put the message. And radio is a tried and true technology. It works. And it's not that expensive to get into. And, man, I mean, for the bang for your buck, man, if I had a choice between building a micro station or taking that money and pressing DVDs, I'm going to build the micro. Because you for the most part, it's a one-time investment. You get the thing up, you get it running, and you're able to broadcast the truth 24 hours a day. And you know people are going to hear it because they're going to be tuning around the dial on their car, on their car radio, and they're going to be able to hear it. And once they hear it once, they're going to come back again and again and again. First few times are going to be madder than hell. But each time that they listen and they hear the message of truth, freedom, and liberty, they're going to keep coming back. And eventually they're going to understand what we're talking about, and we'll end up with somebody else on our side. I think it's huge. Let's go to the telephone. Dylan in Texas, welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Thank you. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And I'm listening here in Austin, Texas, on the Micro FM, the Texas Resistance Radio.
That's a big deal. Mike Jones running that bad boy. And, you know, we need more of those down there.
Yes, indeed. Everywhere. And I haven't heard anyone talk about it today, but there is a story out. IRS agents, U.S. Marshals, Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Indian Affairs have surrounded one compound of a Santa and Mrs. Where? Claus. This standoff started yesterday at 7 in the morning.
Where's it at again, Dylan?
They've surrounded Santa Claus's residence in Greenland. He doesn't live in the North Pole anymore since that melted.
Right.
But they've got him. The U.S. Marshals believe he's been laundering money, and of course the IRS, after realizing the scope of his operation, they want him for tax evasion, and they've captured some elves in the woods around his house, and some reindeer were shot, and some reindeer were tasered. They're cautious about going in because they believe he does have a doomsday plan. They've already decided that the land will be confiscated. The UN will declare it a World Heritage Site, and the Bureau of Land Management and Indian Affairs will continue the operation to the United States, at least, distribution of gifts around the holiday time on the usual date. But, of course, it'll be funded with our tax dollars.
Wow, this is incredible. So, and I would imagine too, with the with all of these elves in the woods, they probably found some improvised entertainment devices.
They're not being real. The marshals that were interviewed weren't being real clear about it. But they are interrogating some of the elves, and they'll say that they'll know more. They'll let us know when they know more.
Right.
But they are interrogating some of the elves and some of the reindeer. Like I said, some of the reindeer have already been shot, and they're not sure. They believe some of the elves to be held up in the compound with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and they do believe the Santa and Mrs. Claus to have stockpiled weapons and food and, you know, fuel and things like that. And they're calling them
all extremists. All those years of leaving cookies out for the guy has resulted in a haul. They can survive forever now.
Well, they're using their terrorists. They're using the Patriot Act against these people to call them terrorists when you know, if he is guilty of any tax evasion or money laundering, I still don't see where he's been a violent. He has committed any violent crimes. I don't see where he's committed any common law crimes. He hasn't injured anyone's property that I've heard of, or harmed any person. He hasn't injured anyone or damaged any property. So, but this is already, you know, sending shockwaves through the community. You know, like.
I'm sure it is.
Don't be expecting this. You know, if you have little kids, don't be expecting them to see the tooth fairy. And I wouldn't leave your money under the pillow because the Homeland Security, you know, that they're probably going to, you know, start wanting a check under the pillow, and you don't want your little kids to be, you know, slapped with money laundering.
I'd heard that the tooth fairy had rolled and was now working for the government, and now every quarter that she puts under a pillow has an RFID chip in it. That's what I'd heard. That's just a rumor.
Well, you know, I wouldn't let anybody into my house in the middle of the night that you know, I really don't know, and supposedly they have this big national campaign that they do every year at the same time. They're obviously working for the government or something. So
probably so.
I don't even really know. I didn't really believe in Santa Claus before, but I definitely don't believe in Rudolph. They definitely said there was only 8 reindeer.
Well, you never know how many there are, and the reindeer who are making those claims are probably blatant disinfo.
Well, I'm not sure that a reindeer can even make any claims. See, that's another thing in the story. Why would they be interrogating the reindeer? Do they even speak English? I mean, or any other language of man? You know, it's like. And they're interrogating the elves. You know, what language are the elves?
Well, if you watch the Santa Claus movie, and you know that to be fact with Tim Allen, one of them was able to do it with their hooves, to count and do all kinds of stuff. So there's no telling. And you throw a little of that magic dust on it, it makes them fly. I mean, hey, there's
you
no
know,
telling.
That's another thing. See, so much knowledge of what people.
And
take
are they paying
for,
sales tax on
granted.
The magic dust?
Well, so much of what people take for granted is hearsay knowledge, something they saw on the TV or heard on the radio, read
right.
in the paper, and if it's secondhand, even if it comes from my best friend, you know, that's hearsay knowledge until you know, unless you're an eyewitness or, you know, you experience it yourself, you know, it's just hearsay knowledge. So I don't really even know if that story about Santa has any credit. Like I said, before that story came out, I didn't even believe there was a Santa Claus, you know. Sort of like that Samio Ben, what's his name, you know, Ben
Laden guy, yeah.
Ben Laden, you know.
Yeah.
Vacations, families, vacations with the Bushes, you know.
What if all the chickens are coming home to roost, and maybe this guy is, his name, instead of Ben Laden, is Ben Laden, and he's Ben Laden with toys.
Right.
I mean, you see the connection, don't you?
I see the connection, brother. You know, I see
connect that dot. Yes, Dylan, I so appreciate the call, and I appreciate the update. And I assure you that we will stay on this story and until it reaches a resolution, one way or the other.
Well, you know, they'll be fooled. You know, it might just be something to distract you from the important stuff. Like I said, I wasn't. You know, it was just one story.
Yeah, Dylan, I appreciate you calling in, and
all right.
And anytime we've got breaking news, let me know.
Bless you, brother.
Thanks, man. You have a good night.
Yeah.
So Santa Claus is about to get it. Well, man. Nobody's safe. But then again, see, Santa's got the sleigh, and I think he'd be mighty hard to catch with all that. So... you better be good, for goodness sake. Because Santa has a list of the fair market value of what you got for the last 50 years. And you think that won't be assessed? I'm sure Marshall Monier is on this. Searching for Rudolph. Rudolph's in the woods. All right, back with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
That's 800-313-9443. I've got people dealing with me trying to get my slot. See, because we get all the breaking news. All the news that is news from here across the nation, we get it right here. Just like with that call from Dylan. Breaking news from the Santa Claus compound in Greenland. They've had to move. So they're in Greenland now, and we've got Marshall Monier up there who's handling the investigation and trying to get Santa and Mrs. Claus to come out. Next thing you know, they'll be conducting a Mickey Mouse operation after Mickey. Yes. Yeah, it's kind of like Dr. Evil, you know, as... Before George Bush, you know, took office, here's Monier. I shall name him Mini-Me. Yeah, Minnie Monier. There we go. He's a good guy. Ah. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Okay, real quick here. This is this clip. We're gonna be able to get to most of it. Chris Matthews talking about how we're going to shape the media, how they're going to shape the top-tier candidates so you make the right choice. Here it is right now.
Welcome back to Harbaugh on our roundtable. Chuck Todd is NBC's political director. Howard Kurtz is the author of the new book, Reality Show, Inside the Last Great Television News War. And Jennifer Senior is with New York Magazine. Let's go to Chuck. Who's the next guy to drop out of this presidential race? Let's start on the Republican side. We lost Brownback today. Who do you think is the likely next fallout?
Well, I guess what's your line? I mean, I think we basically have three tiers of candidates. You have the definite sort of first tier of Romney, Giuliani, and McCain. Then you have Romney, Giuliani, and Thompson. Then you have McCain and Huckabee, who both are doing well in the polls but don't have a lot of resources. And then you have these other guys, Cancredo and Hunter. And I guess, you know, how long are they going to get the free airtime? And I think that's where you got to ask yourself is how long can those guys keep doing this and not showing progress?
Do you hear word, Howie, that there may be an effort by the networks, I haven't heard it, to try to narrow this field so the voters can focus on the real frontrunners?
Oh, that's already happening. You look at the TV coverage. When was the last time you saw Tom Tancredo or Duncan Hunter on the network evening news? I mean, on the Democratic side, it's Hillary, and a little Obama. On the Republican side, it's Rudy, Romney. Thompson obviously got a lot of attention when he came out. I think the first guy on the Republican side to drop out is Stephen Colbert. I'm not sure he's going to make it all the way to South Carolina.
He may not, but he's making it probably to a bestseller. Let me go to Jennifer. What do you hear? I mean, I guess there's people like Duncan Hunter and Tancredo and Ron Paul. They're going to have a hard time getting into the winner's circle here.
Yeah, they're freeloaders. I mean, this is wonderful for their careers in some other way, I'm sure. It's terrific. But, you know, at some point, somebody's going to see that they're of marginal value in this particular discussion, I think.
Chuck, have you heard anything about trying to set up real debates between among the real frontrunners of the Democratic side, maybe going as far down as Richardson, but trying to get a corral, just three or four, or even two, so that the American people can focus on the real choices coming up in Iowa and New Hampshire?
Can I plead the fifth on this one, Chris? I feel like you're putting me in a position to talking about this stuff on the air. Look, I think there's always a desire to try to have as many of the more reasonable, likely nominees in a smaller setting so that you can have a real debate between these folks. Look, I've talked to a lot of the campaigns who say to me, and they say to me, you know, on background, hey, they'd love if the field were just four or five candidates. And
would Hillary really like it, Darrow?
Runners that say this, but then when you start saying, okay, fine, we'll do it. Will you back us up? They won't back us. You know, it's a game, and none of them really want to see this field narrow.
The problem, Chris, is that none of the networks have the nerve to do it. Obviously, to put three or four top-tier candidates on a stage, limited to somebody who might plausibly occupy the Oval Office,
right,
would be a great service to the American people, but they would take a lot of heat for who they decided to exclude, and network executives are scared of doing it.
Right.
Howard,
but
email him.
Howie, you know the law. There's no fairness doctor or equal time requirement that stops them from doing it, right?
Absolutely not. It's just simply a fear of the backlash, and there would be a considerable backlash.
Jennifer, would it be good for the country? How about a value judgment from you, dear? Is it good for the country to narrow this field so that we can actually get our eyes focused on the three or four people who have a good shot?
I mean, I just actually called them freeloaders on television, about which I feel slightly bad. But at the same time, I think that, like, one has to wonder at a certain point whether this is a constructive way to keep diffusing the conversation.
I'll tell you.
Okay,
Rudy Giuliani wants to bring Ron Paul into every debate for the rest of his life because he does this out.
All right, so that's it there. I mean, my gosh. Let's shape it for you so you can make the right decision. Don't get me started, but I am started. So we'll talk about it after the break. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. 800-313-9443. On the other side as well, we'll run the Ron Paul appearance on the debate. From last night, that and oh so much more, plus hopefully your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
You've got members here of the mainstream media who are saying that people like Ron Paul shouldn't have a voice. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened. I mean, this goes on and on. And the reason is because of the party money and the fact that they don't want a guy like Ron Paul gaining any traction whatsoever. Because how do these guys sit back and refute the Constitution? They can't. How can they refute freedom and liberty? They can't. So the only way to refute it is to silence it. Why do you think they tried early on not to let him on stage? And now that Ron Paul is raising money at a level that is very close to theirs, he automatically becomes a force. He's right there. These straw polls, he finishes first, second, or third. in every one of them. Every freaking one of them, first, second, and third. Half of them are rigged. I mean, we've seen instances where there's just the votes are rigged in a straw poll. In Iowa, they didn't want to let him come to a function because he wasn't considered a major candidate. So in Iowa, they had their little event. About 600 people shows up. Ron Paul has his event next door. And he gets twice as many. You know, he told Alan Colmes on the Hannity and Colmes piece that he did with them. They were talking about, you know, that he'd gotten some booze. And he said, look, he said, you know, you didn't give me 1,000 tickets for people to get in here. You'd give me 2,000 people, I'd have filled this hall. And he would have, easy. People show up for his stuff. Fred Thompson, down in Dallas, nobody shows. And he's considered a top tier, top of the line candidate? I don't think so. Ron Paul's campaign is raising money out the wazoo. I mean, you can set, you go to his website, ronpaul2008.com, and just watch the little ticker. It just goes up all day long. Boom. In the night, it goes up. This is incredible. You've got people just on their own, just starting these pledge drives. Say, okay, on such and such date, we need this many people to give this so we can raise $10 million for him. So they need 100,000 people. Thing's just a few days older. They're over 7,000. So 7% there. Got to get it done. 13 days to do it. Yeah, Vegas odds from 60 to 1 to 3 to 1. These people are watching. They see what's going on. The message of freedom and liberty, government living within the Constitution, and staying out of other people's wars and business. It resonates, folks, because it's simple and it makes sense. I mean, do you go next door to your neighbor's house when he and the wife are having a spat? Heck no.
I thought I might come over here and intervene. I see she's hitting you upside the head there, Jerry, with a cast iron skillet.
Boom! Now you've been hit upside the head with a cast iron skillet. And it happens every time. And we don't learn. We just do it over and over again. Why? Because he's good for business. Business loves it. A lot of profit, especially when you got a big shooting war. Not one of these low-intensity affairs. No, we got to have a big room. So, but instead, let's just cut him off so he can't be hurt. And that's the whole idea. And it's right out of Edward Bernays' propaganda book, where he says that we have to shape the people that run for office, the products you buy. Otherwise, the choices would just be too daunting for you. And that absolutely just makes me sick. Oh, yes, the peasantry, they cannot deal with these type of decisions. Oh, my, to think that they have to rack their brain over a presidential candidate and actually examine information? No way. We can't have that. By the way, sir, do you have any Grey Poupon? Oh, but of course. All right, Ron Paul here from the debate last night on the phone news channel. By the way, Rupert Murdoch is going to have a fundraising dinner here very soon for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yes. See, this Democrat-Republican thing, there ain't no difference. Ain't no difference at all. All right, here's Ron Paul and his appearance last night on the debate.
Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, the 1988 Libertarian Party nominee for president, who is currently serving his 10th term in Congress.
Congressman Paul, to you, on the subject of one of the core debates in the party over social issues, gay marriage. You've been quoted as saying any association that's voluntary should be permissible in a free society, and you've expressed your opposition to a constitutional ban on gay marriage. Many of your rivals on that stage disagree.
Why are they wrong?
Okay, well, if you believe in federalism, it's better that we allow these things to be left in a state. My personal belief is that marriage is a religious ceremony, and it should be dealt with religiously. The state really shouldn't be involved. The state, both federal and state-wise, got involved mostly for health reasons 100 years or so ago. But this should be a religious matter. All voluntary associations, whether they're economic or social, should be protected by the law. But to amend the Constitution is totally unnecessary to define something that's already in the dictionary. We do know what marriage is all about. We don't need a new definition or argue over a definition and have an amendment to the Constitution. To me, it seems so unnecessary to do that. It's very simply that the states should be out of that business, and the states should be able to handle this. The federal government should be out of it. There's no need for the federal government to be involved in this. You can accomplish this without waiting 5 or 10 or 15 years. You can go, but the authority can be put in the states by mere voting in the Congress.
Now, Congressman Paul, you say that insurance companies and government programs have made health care simply unaffordable, and you objected so strongly to Medicaid that as a doctor, I'm told you simply treated patients on your own, at your own expense. Is charity the way we should provide health care for the poor right now? And how are you going to encourage doctors to do that, primary care doctors to do that, when their salaries have been declining for more than a decade?
Well, we've had managed care now for about 35 years. It's not working, and nobody's happy with it. The doctors aren't happy. The patients aren't happy. Nobody seems to be happy except the corporations, the drug companies, the HMOs. You take care of poor people by turning the medical care back into the system where people have some choices. Now, we have a mess because we have a lot of people very dependent on health care, but I have the only way we can afford to take care of people now, because we're going broke. We're $500 billion going into debt every single year, and we have a foreign policy that's draining us. I say take care of these poor people. I'm not against that, but save the money someplace. The only place available for us to save it is to change our attitude about running a world empire and bankrupting this country. We can take care of the poor people, save money, and actually cut some of our deficit. So you don't have to throw anybody on the street, but long term, you have to move toward the marketplace. You cannot expect socialized medicine of the Hillary brand to work. And you can't expect the managed care system that we have today, which promotes and benefits and rewards the corporations, because it's the drug companies and the HMOs and even the AMA that comes to us and lobbies us for this managed care, and that's why the prices are high. It's only in medicine where technology has raised prices rather than lowering prices.
Congressman Paul, you're against the Iraq War, so is Senator Clinton. So what are the differences between you?
There's a very big difference, and I think the American people, if we as a party realize this and understand it, 70-some percent of the people in America want the war over with. They're sick and tired of it, and they want our troops to come home. Now, Senator Clinton... has nothing new to offer. She's endorsing the same policy. She said that the troops would be there for another 5 years, continue to build this embassy that's going to be bigger than the Vatican, continue to build 14 air bases that are going on there, these private bases going on there, and never change. We in this party have to realize the American people are sick and tired of big government overseas, an empire we can't maintain, the bankruptcy of this country, and also the attack on our personal civil liberties. We don't have privacy left anymore, and Hillary Clinton offers no solution to that, neither does any of the Democrats, and we're not doing a very good job either. If we don't recognize that, we don't have a chance, because we need to get back to the basics, believe in the Constitution, believe in the rule of law, and not allow our government to spend endlessly and bankrupt this country.
Congressman Paul, thank you.
The solvency of Medicare and Social Security, you said those programs are threatened with bankruptcy. They indeed are, as countless economists have advised us. If they were to be kept in their present form, it is argued that they could swamp the private economy with unacceptable levels of taxation. or would force severe benefit cuts. You have stepped out on this.
It's a mess, and it proves that the government is not very good at central economic planning, even for retirement. But the money was taken from the people with good intention, and we should do our best to return it to those that have taken it. But we need to allow the young people to just flat out get out of the system, because I'll tell you what, if you have the government managing these accounts, it's not going to work. And the other thing that you have to consider, if you're really serious about protecting people's incomes, each and every one of us, is how are you going to protect the dollar? If you don't have the dollar maintaining its value, no matter where you put the money, you're not going to have any value. That's where the crisis is coming. You're going to go up with all these cost of living increases, but you'll never keep up with the cost of living because the dollar is going down, the cost of living is going up. Our dollar today is worth 4 cents compared to the dollar of 1913 when the Federal Reserve took in charge of it. And if you don't deal with the dollar, there will be no retirement for anybody. We're going to have chaos. And that is why you have to cut spending. That's why we need a new foreign policy. We need to tie the people over here in this country, the people who are dependent, but we need to let the people get out, whether it's Social Security or medical care or education. The Constitution doesn't advise that we do any of that anyway. That's the only way we can solve the problem.
Senator Vladimir Putin has announced just in the last 24 hours that he plans a new, quote, grandiose nuclear weapons program to counter the U.S. missile defense system. Are we headed back to a new Cold War, or has the Bush administration been naive in dealing with Mr. Putin?
This is a result of a foreign policy of interventionism. The founders advised non-interventionism, and even our president won the election in the year 2000 to have a more humble foreign policy, not to go into nation building and not get involved in internal affairs of other nations. And we won an election on that. But here we are, we're over there, and we've invaded this country, and this is just another unintended consequence. The war is spreading. The war is likely to go into Iran. Nobody's willing to take anything off the table. What would it be like if somebody came in here into Mexico and did some of these things, say like putting missiles in Europe? We're just looking for trouble. It's so unnecessary, and we jeopardize ourselves, and quite frankly, we're not able to afford this. So we don't need to go looking for trouble. We don't need another Cold War, and all we have to do is start talking to people and trading with people. We don't need to assume that the world is going to blow up. Just think of when I was drafted into the military, and I served 5 years in the military, the Soviets had 40,000 nuclear weapons, and here we're now worrying about agitating and putting missiles in Europe. It's the Turks' business. It's not our business.
Congressman Paul, I want to start with you. You have drawn some of the strongest reactions of any person on the stage, both pro and con, sir. When Ronald Reagan became a Republican, he said he hadn't left the Democratic Party, the Democrats had left him. Given your differences with the other gentlemen on the stage, has the Republican Party left you? Have these gentlemen left the Republican Party?
Well, I think in many ways they haven't followed our platform, and they don't follow the Constitution. So they're really not following a conservative viewpoint. Yes, I think in many ways we have become big spenders. Republicans are the big spenders. They're big government conservatives. They're part of the neoconservative movement. They've lost their traditions about traditional conservatism and the Constitution. We have benefited for so many years and decades by having a position of less use of force. Eisenhower won his election in 1952 by trying to clean up the mess the Democrats created in Korea. Nixon won in 68. We continuously won in taking this position of a more commonsensical foreign policy. Like I said, even George Bush won criticizing this interventionism, and now all of a sudden, just in this short period of time, we have accepted the Democrats' position on foreign policy, on entitlements, on deficits. I mean, we have lost our way. No, I think that the position of the Republican Party today has not fulfilled their traditions, and that's why we lost last year. And if we don't go back to our traditions and believe in the Constitution, limited government, personal liberties, and a foreign policy that's non-interventionist that won't bankrupt us so that we can defend this country, we can't even defend our own cities while we're prancing around the entire world.
That's right, prancing around the entire world. You got that right. But then again, this is all part of the design. It's part of the plan to wreck this country and to eventually bring about a one-world government. Well, folks, we're talking about a dollar that continues to crash at record lows against the euro. Oil, they're talking again up to $100. Production of oil has gone down. And again, all of it by design. Iraq, according to a report last summer, in 2006, was pumping 2 million barrels of oil a day. Well, where was that? Where's it at on the market? It's not on the market. Why? We're not there for the free flow of oil. We're there for the control of oil. And so there are a few companies and corporations benefit. Same thing with the media. Why do they not want Ron Paul in? Because you've got all this stuff controlled by just a few. And Ron Paul is a total antithesis of all of that. He's saying, look, we give the government back to the people, as opposed to the businesses running things. He's spot on. Every time, he's spot on. Back in just a minute, final segment. Around the corner, this is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Segment here on the Midnight Rider for this Monday night. I'm so appreciative of everybody who listens and calls in, hangs out in the chat room with us, and just the fact that you're there every night. I keep saying this, but it means a lot to me. And I don't ever get over it. How people will, you know, take their time to tune into me. And all the nice words I get, the nice emails and everything, it means a ton. And I appreciate you being here every night. Back to Ron Paul here real briefly before we go. Ron Paul's message is simple. Again, it's freedom, it's liberty, government inside the Constitution, and we stay out of other people's messes. It's plain, it's simple. The reason the war on terror will never work, first, let's assume it exists, because it doesn't. But the whole idea of trying to fight a belief or an idea is asinine, because you'll never win. Because as long as people believe in the idea, they will fight. Same thing holds true of freedom and of liberty. They try to fight it. They try to cloak their programs and their plans in all kinds of this great goody-two-shoe stuff. You make it sound like, oh, well, we're working for you because we love you. Well, government, by its very definition, is nothing but mind control. And they want to control you. And government, being the parasitic being that it is, lives to grow and to feed off who? The people. It's said that the government is a necessary evil. How much of an evil that government becomes is up to you. And we've allowed this government to become far too evil. And we're the antibiotic, and it's time to get rid of the parasite. Time to get rid of the parasite. Because freedom and liberty, they can't overcome. Not whatsoever. They can try. They can play their games. But as long as the human spirit exists, and that's why they try to break you down, that's why they try to keep you afraid, so that you beg them to take over. Because they want to crush that spirit. They want that spirit to be beaten down. And then they can reshape you as they want you to be. But as long as that spirit burns inside each and every one of us, or just one of us, is all it takes. The concept of freedom and liberty will never die. In other words, it can't be defeated. Instead, what this war on terror has become is nothing but an opportunity to create a dictatorship, a police state in this country, for the eventual ruin of this country, and the combination of it into Canada and Mexico, all three forming the North American Union, all on the way to the eventual goal of a one-world government, that 80% of us being exterminated. The spirit burns in me, folks. Is it burning you? Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting this battle to save this country. Good night, everyone.